I'm nervous.
I know, it's funny when you hit record, suddenly it's like, oh shit. This is like for real now.
This is for real, for real. Okay, that's a good intro. Hello, internet. Welcome to the first episode of Film Crazies Presents. Film Crazies Presents Popcorn Flicks. I'm your host, Daniel. I run my site, filmcrazies.com, obviously, because this is how you found the podcast. And with me is my friend Bobby. Bobby Strait, also known as Brendan.
Daniel. What's up?
I can't remember what I called you during script writing.
I think I went like in between Bobby and Brendan.
I'll probably call you Bobby.
Okay, Bobby's now, great. That works.
Now we were gonna, we were thinking of making the podcast BS with Daniel, just because it's Bobby Strait and bullshit, you know, but. We refrained from that.
I like that, for the record. I like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, because this is going to be a Disney Channel original movie podcast, so yeah. that's probably not great for branding.
Yeah, definitely. This is absolutely family-friendly. Totally family-friendly.
But we've already sworn a couple times, so.
Was that recording?
Honestly, I mean... I might keep the beginning in when we were saying like this shit is for real, just because I don't know that we were two awkward people. I feel like that's a good opening.
Hey, I think we should just own it. Honestly, we don't know what we're doing. Let's just own that, you know.
Yeah, I've been on a couple podcasts for Extra Features podcast with Simon Watson. You can find his site at extrafutures.ca. But yeah, this is my first time.
That's
trying,
true. I don't know
trying
what
to produce
doing.
A podcast.
You're the veteran.
Oh, I've done like 50 episodes, so I've still a way to go, you know.
That's pretty solid. Wow, 50, good for you.
I know, I didn't realize it had been that long.
How long has it been? How many like 50
honestly,
episodes? What is that like?
I think
2 years.
Yeah,
years?
I think since December 2017.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I hope we have a good run like that, if not longer.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, as long as they keep making Disney Channel original movies, I'm all in.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do the new ones though.
Well, yeah, we'll get rid of the old ones first. Yeah, and see what happens.
Yeah, we met each other through script writing at Algonquin College. We're both in Ottawa.
Yes, that's right.
I suggested we do Disney Channel original movies. My other friend wasn't into it because he feels like it's torture, and it kind of is, but.
That's not fair,
Bobby. Why did you want to take this trip with me?
Well, first of all, I want to be famous, so I really wanted to be on a podcast. And when you told me that you wanted to review Disney Channel original movies, like it still makes me laugh just the idea. And I mean that, I mean that in a good way, like not to make fun of you or anybody else who actually really loves these movies. I think it's like a hilarious and an awesome idea to review specifically these movies. So I just, and it, you know what? It gives me a reason to watch these. Because, like, a part of me, so I'm going to confess something. I was, like, a huge fan of High School Musical when it came out. Like, a huge fan. And so now I'm, like, you know, I'm, like, a little older, you know, so I'm less inclined to tune in to these kinds of flicks. So you've given me a reason now, though, to do that.
And I'm sorry for that reason.
No, man. I'm excited to be here.
Okay. Well, I'll just tell you what one we're doing today. We're doing The Luck of the Irish.
There we go.
Yeah, but you're 34 right now, right, Bobby?
What, we're telling our ages now? Okay. That is.
Well, I mean, just maybe for reference.
Oh, I see. Okay, fair enough. Yes. Yes. I think that's what I am right now. Yeah.
Okay, and I'm 25. So I definitely grew up with these ones more than you did. Or
yeah. Well, how old were you in 2001?
I'm born in December, so I was 6, I guess, turning 7.
Okay. So, you see, the thing is, 2001, I wouldn't have even known about this movie because I don't think we had Disney Channel.
You would have already been 15 anyway, right? If my math is correct.
Yeah, I was 2001. Yeah, I was probably in like grade 10 or so around there.
I'm aging us.
I was in high school, so it definitely wasn't cool anymore to watch watch this stuff.
No, yeah, and for me, I think the last one that I was like, oh yeah, I want to watch this was Teen Beach Movie in 2013. So even I, wait, okay, that's embarrassing. I was 19.
are we gonna do that one?
Probably, yeah.
Yes, okay. I want to see that one.
I think it was 2013. I'm not sure, though. I'm not certain.
To play off of what you're getting at here, I have seen almost none of these movies before.
Okay.
Like, for me, this is like brand spanking new theatrical experience. For you, you're rewatching some of this stuff, am I right?
I am rewatching the majority of the catalog, yes.
Wow.
Honestly, I probably, like, I don't remember all of them because I can't remember movies I've seen from when I was a kid. It's kind of sad, but like, I can remember the classics kind of thing, the Halloween ones, the Christmas ones.
I've seen Halloween Town. I've seen that one.
Yeah. There's probably like 30 or 40 that I actually haven't seen, but, okay. And there's probably 120 of them in total.
Wow. Okay, I've probably seen like 5 of them.
Oh my gosh, okay.
And 3 of them are High School Musical.
Okay, the third one is actually not a Disney Channel one because it was so popular they released the third one in theaters.
Oh, really? Does that mean that we can't review the third one?
You know what? I'm going to make an exception where you're going to review the third one.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, I like that. But I think, yeah, might as well.
I think we have made the listeners wait way too long to talk about the movie. But
yeah, my bad.
It's my bad as well. This is the first episode. We want to introduce a little bit, talk a little bit. First one that we're doing is 2001's Luck of the Irish.
So you've seen like 100 of these movies.
Yeah, I've seen this.
And when you were deciding which one to do for our premiere episode, our pilot, you said, you know, I'd really like to watch Luck of the Irish again.
You know what? I picked this one because it's St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. We're recording this on the 16th. I thought I'd put it up for March 17th for the premiere, but I think I picked the most offensive movie to talk about to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. The only thing I remember about this movie is the finale where they're doing the weird basketball finale. But I'm gonna do the cast list first.
Sure.
This kid named Kyle, Ryan Merriman from Final Destination 3.
Is it hard for you to go through all their IMDb pages and like pick out the thing that they should be most famous for? Was it hard?
For Merriman, I actually watched Final Destination 3 last week, and I was just like, oh, that's the kid from Luck of the Irish.
Oh, okay. Okay, fair enough. So this guy had a huge career then after.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, yeah, I guess it gave him that movie. I don't know what he's done after it. Also, starring Henry Gibson, which is the priest from Wedding Crashers.
Right. Yeah, I've seen that guy in like a ton of stuff.
Yeah, I won't. Hey, I think he's a very esteemed actor in this one.
I think so.
Also, Alexis Lopez playing a character called Bonnie, and she only has 5 credits to her name, and it's pretty much one episode of Even Stevens, one episode of That's a Raven. Okay, so Even Stevens, Seventh Heaven, a short film, and then Luck of the Irish, and then she was so scarred by Luck of the Irish, she only did one episode of That's a Raven, and then she was just like, nope, no more.
2 years later, too, she took a 2-year break She did an episode of That's So Raven, and she was like, yep, nope, definitely not.
I can't do any more. yeah, and then, okay, Glendon Chapman as... Wait, I don't
do you
actually...
think anybody knows who any of these people are?
No, maybe Ryan Merriman and Hanley Henry Gibson, but that's about it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I'll just... Yeah, Glendon Chapman as his friend Russell... Marita Garrity, who I think people might know. She's in Groundhog Day as Nancy, Sleeping with the Enemy, Broadcast News. Oh, as a date rape woman. That doesn't seem like it was a big role.
Where do you see that?
On her.
Is her character's name Date Rape Woman?
Yeah, on her IMDb page, Marita Garrity. Oh.
In Broadcast News.
Date Rape Woman. That was her fourth role.
Ah, yes, her fourth role.
But she, her character in this one is not called Date Rape Woman.
Which propelled her into the role of Kyle's mother.
Yeah.
Luck of the Irish.
Yeah, okay, and Paul Kiernan as his dad, who has been in multiple... he's played the dad in many Disney Channel original movies, also including Go Figure, Double Teamed.
Are you sure that one's a Disney movie?
It's a TV movie, but it could be a porno, but I'm pretty sure it's, I'm pretty sure.
It is. Oh, man, this is the best. So, Double Teamed.
Wait.
That's the movie.
You actually looked it
popped up as a suggestion when I was finished watching Luck of the Irish.
Yeah, see, okay.
You should watch this. It's Double Teamed.
It's about twin sisters who are basketball players. So we should have, if I would have remembered that Luck of the Irish was also a basketball movie, we should have done both. Mm-hmm.
We're definitely going to have to do Double Teamed. Like, that's going to be, that's going to be an epic episode.
Yeah, okay. We've gotten through all of the cast list. And basically, it's this kid, Kyle, played by Ryan Merriman, who plays basketball, but he wants to learn more about his heritage. And this is where the movie is awkward, because he asks the parents where he's from, and they avoid the question like it's a horror movie.
Yeah. Yeah, that I have, that's one of my first notes that I wrote down, is that even though I know what this movie's about, it's extremely weird for your parents to not know their heritage, and not only to not know, but to like avoid the question that way. That's and he was barely fazed by that, which that to me, that's not real.
And yeah, like the dad goes like, you're lucky your mom makes you such healthy meals, Kyle, that's why you're such a good athlete. As he's trying to be like, hey, where am I from? And he's like, could we be Indian? And then the dad's like, I don't think so.
Well, and the mom, like, there's something cringy about the way his mom was just like, well, but you're American. You're American. That's what you are.
Yeah. And basically, eventually he looks up online for the name Johnson, but he can't find it because it's the most generic white name in the entire, in North America, probably.
But by the way, I love those old Macs in the school. I wrote a note. You know, remember those old like colorful Macs?
Oh, the Mac computers.
Yeah, the Mac computers are like they had like orange and green and blue and red.
I did not notice. Was he on a pink one?
I only remember that he wasn't on a green one, because I was watching. I was like, oh, they've thrown in a lot of green here, kind of as foreshadowing, room that had like green walls. There's one scene where he was wearing a green shirt. I was like, they're doing this on purpose.
I didn't pick up on that. Okay. But okay. So he has a lucky coin, that he uses to be a good basketball player. And
yeah,
He's bringing his team to the state championships, which takes place over 3 days.
That's right. That's a good point.
It's a very,
I didn't notice that.
It's a very quick tournament.
So, can I just say something about the lucky coin? Because you're not wrong the way that you summarize that. But he doesn't know that, right? He has, like, he wears this coin around his neck that's just like a necklace that his mom gave him. And what we learn is that that's the thing that is giving him all the luck, and that's what makes him such a good basketball player. But they, like, he only brings up that coin, like, well into the first act, I would say. And it's almost like a throwaway.
I feel like they established it early because they were like, "Hey Kyle, don't forget your lucky coin." And then he makes that shot that wins them the quarterfinal game where he just swats it off the ground with the strength of Zeus and it somehow goes into the fucking net.
Yeah, that's pretty epic. I guess I don't remember when the coin first came up. I remember his friend asking him about it. That's the first time I noticed the coin.
Okay.
Maybe I just wasn't paying attention. Anyway.
No, maybe good. Maybe I remember to look out for it. I don't know. But yeah, like, so it's established.
Well, you've seen this. Is this your 20th time you've seen this movie?
Sir, I'll have you know it's probably only my third.
Okay. All
right. I hope. For my reputation, I honestly hope it was only my third time. Yeah, but the coin, it's established that it had, when he learns that he's Irish, he goes to this Irish festival where this little man, the Wedding Crashers guy, he throws
Riley
a bunch of...
Riley O'Reilly.
Oh, really?
That's his name. Yeah, that's no kidding. That's his name. Riley O'Reilly.
I love the bit where the dad goes, "Oh, really?" And he's like, "No, Riley. O'Reilly." That's a great dad joke. But yeah.
Classic.
He learns that he's Irish and this coin holds all of the luck of the O'Reilly clan. But he gets pickpocketed at this Irish festival. Mm-hmm. And his mom comes down. Like, his mom is cooking and she's embracing her Irish heritage and she has this really bad Irish accent going. But they're not Irish people. They're leprechauns.
Yeah, so I... You know, it's funny. Maybe the title gives it away. Maybe the poster for the movie gives it away. But I remember watching and thinking that his dad, actually, my first thought when I saw him was like, he kind of looks like a leprechaun. Like, I wonder if his dad is a leprechaun. Now, that was a bit of a red herring, it turns out. But
okay, is that a pun? Red herring?
No, it's not.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, and then when his mom turns to literally 6 inches tall, and he calls it a foot, but apparently he doesn't know measurements.
Right? Are you serious?
Honestly, he
that too.
He says, "Mom, you're a foot tall," but she is not the size of a foot long sub, sir. She is maybe 4 inches tall.
Right.
And
wait, okay, hold on. I remember.
See, you watched this like, what, 5 days ago?
Yeah.
And we were already forgetting it. I watched this maybe 3 hours ago and I'm forgetting it.
So I think, okay, from what I remember, he goes to the festival. But he goes there for a reason. He goes because he and his friend are out walking. He's struggling with his heritage. He wants to know what his heritage is. And he has this coin. And on this coin, there's like a symbol. Some kind of weird symbol. And on the poster, the advertisement for this like Irish festival, he sees that symbol. Right?
Yeah.
It's like an advertisement on a bus bench. And so that's
there's
why
like, oh,
they go to the festival. And he loses the coin there, which he finds out the next day, I think. But remember, it starts with, first he sees his mom and she's like a normal size, but she's cooking like a huge breakfast.
And yeah. And
she's speaking with an accent.
See, okay, sorry. On quarter, okay, so this movie takes place over 4 days. On first day is quarterfinal day. He is has all the luck in the world. Day two, he goes to this festival, and then, so day two, he goes to the festival. There's no basketball game that day. And then he wakes up, so maybe 5 days. And then he wakes up, and then he doesn't have his luck. He's unluckiest person in the world. She's cooking the food. unluckiest day of his life.
I was just thinking, these are probably details that don't matter at the end of the day.
No, but yeah, but the semifinals day, he sucks at basketball. Everyone turns on him. The next day, it's when he realizes, oh no, someone has replaced my lucky charm.
Yeah.
Because they're after his lucky charms, right?
Yeah. Do you want to get into that whole...
The stereotypes? We could get into the stereotypes now, I think.
So, I just want to... So, I am by no means a social justice warrior. I have no problem admitting that I am not that. However, I will say this. It's a very interesting introduction to the movie when they're clearly talking about heritage and sort of how everybody comes from a different place. And you think, okay, well, this is like the kind of positive message that would be typical of a Disney Channel movie. And that is totally cool, you know, totally on board with that message. They then proceed to tell a story about a white kid who goes on to save all the white people in America from an evil white leprechaun.
Yeah, the villain is when they're wrestling at the end, because he challenges to sports. He's like, I want power, taking luck from every leprechaun family in America. So he has a pot of gold in his RV that, because he's taken the luck of every Irish family. And the grandpa, when he sees the pot of gold, he's like, hey, I want that. And also one thing, the Russell, the friend, says, oh no, like, we can't find the end of the rainbow, it's just sunlight refracted in the clouds, there's no end. He asks, are you a scientist? And he says, no, but I want to be. And then he says, yes, well, I'm a leprechaun, so don't be telling me about rainbows.
That's actually a good line. I like that line.
Is, you know, yeah, so there's actually some funny stuff in here, like that O'Reilly dad joke. But yeah, and then Seamus gets the grandfather, he's like, I've got him by the beard, boyo, and no leprechaun can get away from that. But I have 10% Irish in me, I think. How did I get away from your son Sammy when he grabbed me by the beard? I don't know.
Well, because you're 10% leprechaun.
Oh. And yeah, okay, Irish people are not leprechauns, you know?
Oh, sorry. Am I being...
No, the movie is thinking this, because, like, it's a movie about heritage, but it's also very, like, irresponsible with its
stereotypes. Well, you're right. At the end of the day, like, not only do they... you know, tell a story about a white dude and his heritage, which is a very white heritage, but they also just, like, take all of those stereotypes and just explode them. Like, you're not kidding. Like, literally, we're talking about a bunch of leprechauns chasing a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. That's literally what's happening.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't get any more stereotypical than that, and
I think it tries to sell it that it's like, okay, this is the Irish experience, that they're all leprechauns, and that when they came to America it was hard for them, but they repeated it about six times that it was hard for them when they came to America. And then when the grandpa wants to steal the pot of gold, he's like, if you knew how much I struggled when I came to this land, You know, I don't know why I did the Irish accent, but yeah.
It was good. It was good.
Was it? Okay. It's probably better than the mums. But, you know, and I don't think it makes sense why they want to keep him from knowing that he's a leprechaun. Well, because he's a fucking leprechaun. But, and then the mum's reasoning is, I wanted you to be a... For a movie that's trying to celebrate Irish culture, that are leprechauns, apparently, it really all brings it back to being American. And it's like, oh, yes. Irish people persevered. But you know who else persevered? Americans.
Exactly.
That's, it's like, all right.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, like, and they end up, this is, I mean, I don't mean to go all the way to the end, but.
Ah, screw it. No one's going to watch this.
Nobody, no. Well, they might. They might hear this and be like, okay,
no. I guess, you know what? It's not terrible, but it's a fun time. It's one of the weaker ones, but you know. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead. What you were going to say.
We can get into that later if you want.
We will.
Would I recommend this?
I don't know. We'll talk about that at the
Sure. Yeah, we can get back to that. But I thought that they ended the movie singing "This Land Is Your Land," right? Yes. And so not only was this a film about a white dude's white heritage, told using offensively stereotypical Irish, I was going to say stereotypes. So I want to say the word stereotypes twice.
I'll try to define it. Basically, someone saw the Lucky Charms commercial and was like, fuck it, dude, let's make a movie.
Yeah, pretty much. And then they end the movie by doing what you said, basically saying, oh, we're all American.
Yeah. Like
at the end of the day, we're a melting pot, and we're all just American.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like covertly like a 4th of July movie in a way. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Because it makes it okay. Because Bonnie, who's not Irish, she sings with him.
Yeah.
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 And we're not trying to define everyone by their race, but it's just comedy, all right?
We've said it before, we'll say it again, we're not racist.
I can't be racist. I got red in my beard, okay?
Wait, you shaved?
No, I have red in my beard. I didn't get rid of my beard.
Oh, I have red in...
Yeah, I mean, it's a little red on the bottom. Because I mean, Kyle's hair changes. Kyle's hair changes red, you know? My beard's just red. I'm becoming a leprechaun. Wait.
I thought you shaved. We should say this is audio. I can't see you right now. So I don't know. I may not have made that mistake if I had like seen video. Anyway.
No, and then you'd be like, oh, wait, you shaved? And it's like, Bobby, no. I'm tucking my beard right now, sir. But, and I can't get away because I'm Irish.
We're two white guys, by the way. We should clarify that as well.
Yeah, if you're white, not been correct? Able to tell. Wait. Yep.
Because I can't see you, Daniel. I can only hear you, but I assume you're white.
I'm a 25-year-old white man.
Okay. Yes.
I was about to say kind of, but yeah.
Kind of.
Like I don't know if I'm like a failure. Oh my god, I can't talk. I'm a failure to launch adult, you know? So I'm almost an adult.
you're still young. There's time for you. Do you know your heritage, Daniel?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Yeah.
Did your parents keep it a secret? Were they like, what?
Like,
you're Canadian.
Yeah,
you're
Canadian,
Daniel.
I could be an Indian, but my dad would be like, I don't think so. But yeah, I think I'm mostly Canadian, but yeah, like, I'm pretty sure my dad said at one point I was 10% Irish, but I could get my ancestry checked, and yeah, he could be a leprechaun, because he does have a coin collection.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Oh, you should look into that. Does your dad have any old yearbooks lying around that you could investigate?
And his real name is Bob Smith.
So, can we talk about that?
Bob Smith from Cleveland?
Yeah.
His grandpa's mad that the daughter married a non-leprechaun. I'm sorry, so you go ahead.
Well, you're right. That's exactly what happened. Like, they were trying to get away from their family because her father, who is Riley O'Reilly, didn't want her to be marrying a non-leprechaun. Was it non-Irish or non-leprechaun?
You know what? I don't really think they think that they're Irish. I'm pretty sure they're like, oh, we're little people. We're leprechauns. Like, oh, I mean, yeah. I think the only time that they say, hey, we're Irish, is when he's like, oh, I'm Irish. But then they correct him. He's like, no, you're – fuck, man. You're not Irish. You're a leprechaun.
That's a good point. Yeah, actually.
You have lucky charms going through your frickin' veins, dude.
So would you call leprechaun – is that like a race? Like hobbits? Like hobbits?
You know what? I mean, I don't.
So there could be leprechauns in Ireland, but there might also be leprechauns in Norway or in Russia or in China.
You know, if there's really Seamus McTiernan stealing people's luck in the real world, there could be a whole family of Irish people in my house and I wouldn't even know it. They could be living in my cupboards. Instead of Indian in the cupboard, it's Irish in the cupboard.
The Irish in the cupboard. Well, but it wouldn't be that. You know, we learned from this movie that actually, as long as they keep their lucky charms nearby, they do not appear as leprechauns. They appear as normal people.
Take human form. But yeah, like...
Yeah.
I think the grandfather does at one point, yes, he does say, I'm Irish. He says, when he's playing the flute, Bonnie says, do you have to do that? He says, of course I do. I'm Irish. That's how I manifest despair.
Right. So,
and that's pretty funny, but it's also okay.
That is a good line. I think, I'm not giving this movie enough credit. I think it's
a so bad it's kind of funny movie, almost.
Well, those good lines are really good. Like, they are quite clever, and they're very easy to laugh at. It's just there's so much other terrible stuff going on.
Oh yeah, it's a terrible story. I mean,
story's awful.
Yeah,
the story is very bad.
We'll get to the end, but I wanna talk about a plot hole that I noticed.
Yeah, yeah. Go for it.
So when they go to confront the grandfather, because they figure that he was the one that stole the coin, it's my luck, and now I want to wear it. You know, like, your time has come, boy. Oh, I want to wear it now. But because they meet him at the Seamus McTiernan Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's that fat guy that pickpockets him, and every time they show him, it's like a horror movie score. Kyle mentions Seamus's name, or however the heck you pronounce it. He says something.
Yeah.
And the grandfather is like, wait, why didn't you tell me? And it's like, wait. You were at the festival. How did you not know it was Seamus McTiernan's festival?
Yes.
And it's like, did luck bring you there? I don't know about that one, Chief.
Yes, that's a good point. That is a very good point. I would, I would take a step backwards even though.
And okay.
What I wonder about is this. So I believe it's the grandfather explains that we learned that losing the good luck charm, pardon me, the lucky charm, it actually like affects the entire family, right? So it's the mom, it's the dad, it's the grandpa as well. So apparently if you lose your lucky charm, it affects your entire family.
Right? Yeah.
So when his parents, I know his dad is not a leprechaun.
No.
But I feel like his parents both should have known that it couldn't have been his grandpa that took the coin. Because if his grandpa took the coin, the family would still have the lucky charm.
I've got to giggle every time he says lucky charm, my man. I really am.
I'm going to keep saying it.
But yeah.
It's hilarious. Right?
So no, that's a good
point. They should have known,
point.
Like his mom especially really should have known instantly that she was changing and that Kyle was changing because the lucky charm was out of the family's hands.
Yeah, but yeah, when the mom comes down and she's just speaking in a full-blown Irish accent, wouldn't she notice, like, hey, maybe I'm turning into a wee leprechaun, eh?
Yeah.
Wee offensive.
Yeah, and I just to clarify, too, I should say, when Kyle tells his parents about the coin, they suspect his grandfather. So that's
yeah.
Why I'm saying they never should have suspected his grandfather. They should have known that it was not in the family anymore.
Yeah, but I think it's a plot hole. It's definitely a plot hole. But at the same time, it makes sense for the story because they have to get to him so he can bring them to Seamus, I guess.
And just right, so, yeah. Hey, no, absolutely.
It's a family movie. We'll have the whole family together, even though they're all freaking leprechauns. And then Bonnie tags along, and then Russell tags along.
Well, it's very lazy sleuthing, right? So they have to have a bit of a mystery, and they have to have, like, a somewhat plausible path to follow to solve it. Even though the path in this case is just like, oh, well, you saw your grandfather at the festival? Well, it must have been him that took it. And then his grandfather's like, oh, you were at the festival? Oh, well, I know it must have been this one person who was there.
Yeah.
There's no real good clues as to who took it. It's just
I'm going to look up this fear drag thing to see if it's a real thing or if it's just fictional.
Sure. Sure.
Because I can't. Leprechauns. So okay, I'm going to Google evil leprechauns.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Okay, now it's just showing me pictures of a leprechaun movie. Which feels more like a history movie than this does.
Well, that's less offensive than this movie.
Probably. Oh, we should have done that one too, just to offend everybody.
just to, yeah.
Please come back. Everyone listening, please come back.
I hope nobody listening is a leprechaun.
Uh-oh, but if you are, I'm going to come get your gold.
I'd hate to. We're no better than the movie, Daniel. We're no better than the movie.
Now, one thing I'd like to talk about is that one effect as well where Grandpa gets sucked into the pot of gold. And then Seamus just comes in the RV. He just comes into the RV holding his beard, and it's like, wait, why did you need to get sucked in? And if you're just gonna, he's just gonna come out like 20 feet away, and then you're gonna come back into the RV.
he didn't even stop him from doing anything. If he was already almost at the RV, he could have just walked in and done the same thing.
They wanted the effect of just his big head being like, ooh, you nasty little old man, I'm going to pull you through my wee pot of gold.
Yeah, they probably like had the contract already with the effects company or something, And then it was too late by the time they realized the massive plot hole there.
And they realized that they actually...
It's too late.
It's like, oh, okay, we hired them for effects, but we don't have any effects in the movie. All right. We'll keep you employed.
Let's just do a tornado in a pot of gold.
Yeah. And at that point, it's when they won their luck back still. And I'm just realizing how stupid it is. Because since Seamus is pulling the Wedding Crashers' grandpa by the beard, he has him under his spell. No leprechaun can escape that because, you know, just cut the beard. Nope, leprechauns don't have scissors. What were you going to say? Sorry?
Well, I was just going to say they one thing that really bothered me is that this random like superpowers kind of appeared out of nowhere, these random magical powers. Like, with the exception of the sort of the vague luck, you know, that emanates from the family's lucky charm.
Yeah.
We don't see like any magic until suddenly we're in the RV. They go to the vault and they're like, oh shit, it's a vault. It's locked. How do we get in? And the grandpa just like opens it with magic. Just like out of the blue. He suddenly says... he's magic.
Yeah, and the Kyle is like, oh hey, it's locked. And it's like they're surprised that a vault, like that a safe is locked, and then and Kyle's like, hey, how'd you do that? Leprechaun thing.
Yeah. What? See, that's lazy storytelling right there.
Yeah, and I feel like they could have told this movie with them just simply being Irish and it not being offensive. But instead, they're oh, no, we need a little bit of magic. We need a little bit of leprechaun fun. Okay.
Yeah, there's like, we haven't outdone ourselves yet. Let's give him superpowers, super leprechaun powers. And then a golden tornado in a pot of gold. That'll wrap up the day for us.
And I think what I remember the most about this movie is the finale and like them suddenly being in ancient Ireland. And because Kyle's like, hey, I'm going to challenge you because you're a compulsive gambler, because I guess all Irish people. And
is that a thing, too? Like the whole
I don't know if that's a stereotype.
Like placing a wager.
Yeah, but he's an evil leprechaun. Only the evil leprechauns gamble.
I guess.
So he challenges him to sports. He just generically says sports. And the evil man picks these ancient Ireland sports. Talchian games. When he meant, oh, let's play some basketball.
He literally says, if I can beat you at sports, I can keep the coin and you let my grandfather go.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
No, you're good.
If I could beat you at sports.
But then the evil leprechaun finds a loophole. Exactly. But no. He doesn't say basketball because this evil leprechaun finds a loophole and they tie.
That's more lazy storytelling to me, right? Like obviously he should have said, if I can beat you at basketball, everybody knows that's what he should have said, but because no, we don't want to work too hard to find a loophole. So we're just going to make him say sports.
And tie.
If I can beat you at sports. Which
they were gonna throw a rock. They threw a rock. And let me look one sec. You talk for a minute. I'm gonna look up these Talchian games and see if they're actually fucking real.
I can't stop laughing. Oh god.
Okay, it's ancient Talchian games.
I got the giggles now. This is like your grandfather's life is on the line, and the thing you're gonna say is, "Well, I get my grandpa back if I can beat you at sports."
I'm looking at this thing, and it's not even they play hurley and throw a rock, but apparently it was actually normal games like long jump, high jump, running, which they do, spear throwing, which they do. Okay, hurling they do.
Irish do.
They wrestle high as jump? Well.
They had the leprechauns. They do high jump.
Apparently. Irish men don't jump, but they do high jump.
Oh, I want to see the leprechaun high jump competition.
But of course, when they're leprechauns, it would just be like two sticks and a straw in the middle, and then they'd have to jump over that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh boy.
And they also did singing, dancing, and storytelling. They didn't even do river dancing.
I know they did.
Any break dances to tie it.
That was the thing. That was the thing I was thinking of. How is that? So okay. forgive me. Sorry, I really that got off the rails there. Sports. Okay. Oh boy.
Okay. There's a lot to dissect here.
Who was judging this contest? Because we don't see who is actually judging the competition. Because there are a couple things where it's obvious, right? Like the dude throws the rock farther. But then all we see when one person wins a round is just their flag pops up.
Yeah, I think for pacing, they only do 1 point per game. And then, but of course, Kyle wins because he throws a little.
Sport.
He throws a little bit of breakdancing into his river dancing, and they're like, "Oh shit, he's the, you know, Sheamus is the king of the step or whatever they call him." But it's like, "Damn, you went all out for that one, brother."
Yeah, so that's what I'm asking. Who's judging that contest? Is it like the Irish gods are going to decide?
I think
writers
Andrew Price and Mark Edward Eddins are judging the contest.
There were writers for this? Did somebody write this down ahead of time? I don't believe that.
It's a teleplay. Oh, and and then they tie, and Sheamus is like, "Nope, you said you'd beat me in sports. We tied though." And he's like, "You know what? Just because you're an idiot with your words, I'm gonna take your grandfather as a slave."
Oh.
And then Kyle says, "No, no, no! I'll beat you in basketball without using my luck. And if I lose, you'll take me as your slave."
So this is. I had to look this up. I'm sorry. The writer, it's okay. Andrew Price, so he did the story and the teleplay. Known for, are you ready for this?
Oh no, I see it
right
now.
He was a writer for 10 years on Jeopardy!
Really?
He's a writer on Jeopardy.
Wait, so
for
you just
10 years.
You just think of the like the questions? Wow, how do you write Jeopardy?
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, sorry. I better backtrack here. He was a segment and graphic supervisor.
Oh.
And then in 2013, he finally made the big time and he wrote 7 episodes of Jeopardy.
How?
I don't know.
But there's 13 credits to a writing an episode of Jeopardy. He wasn't even the head writer. He wasn't even the luck of the Irish man wasn't even good enough to be the head writer.
Like a writer's assistant on Jeopardy.
Boy, oh, what a tragedy.
Wow. So, to be fair, because we're being hard on the guy here, he also wrote, apparently, no, he didn't even write. He has story by credit on 5 episodes of Star Trek Voyager.
Oh, okay, that's, you know, story credit. Luck of the Irish got him there. Good for him, you know?
Yeah, that's what he followed up Luck of the Irish with was,
Did he do it before?
Yeah, 96 and 98.
Okay, so it led him to Luck of the Irish.
Yes, that's exactly. He promoted from Voyager to Luck of the Irish.
I respect the game. I really do.
He's written more than we have.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, I would actually like to write a teleplay like this that podcasters will dissect 19 years later.
Yes. If only I could write a Disney Channel original movie.
It actually, honestly, it wouldn't be bad to do. But yeah, so like the ending, it makes no sense because they challenge them to a basketball game, and then they're transported to the state championship. So they're doing a double whammy here. They're doing a 2-for-1 special.
They challenge to get
the luck back, but also play the state championship game. Yeah. And they arrive in double overtime, but the score is still only like 60-60 because they're bad basketball players. It's junior high. They don't score a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
And they let them play and they're like, oh, geez, you guys are here. We need you. Even though Kyle hasn't been good for a while because he lost his luck. And to everyone in the crowd, it looks like the junior, like the other team is still the junior high people, but instead it's the enemy Irish people. Seamus is this little blonde kid to everyone but he's still Seamus with the bad
haircut. I missed that. Was he a little blonde kid hanging on the net?
No, maybe, but like when Kyle was like, hey, he's a little old to be in junior high, don't you think? And then the referee looks at him and it's a blonde guy going, well, I don't know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was Seamus. Supposed Sorry, to be Seamus. Thinking, yeah.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So okay. Yeah. So they're to the crowd. It looks like a normal basketball game.
Yes.
But the evil leprechaun is disguised as one of the opposition.
Yeah, and that's what's happening. And the grandfather is in chains on top of one of the baskets,
hanging from one of the baskets. In chains.
Yeah.
Sitting atop one of the baskets in chains.
Yeah, which I kind of like, but, you know. And I like the visual gag of the really fat blonde henchman, like the guy with the blonde hair. Which, you know, you're Irish. Why do you have blonde hair, sir? I don't know. But it says it's very funny watching a big fat man who's supposed to be a junior high player run up and down the court.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
You know, we're getting a bit long discussing this one, but it's really a lot to dissect for the first episode.
There's a lot to talk about.
But yeah, basically, the grandfather gives Russell a lucky coin, and he's like, shit, if he can believe in leprechauns, he'll believe anything. And Russell gets the confidence to be good at basketball. And then when they're about to win, Seamus is like, I'm the saint of the step, king of leprechauns. He'll never beat me. And like he's about to rap, you know. And since he's about to lose, he grows like red. His hair goes red. He gets a big red beard and he gets green eyes because he's going full leprechaun.
We finally get to see what evil leprechaun looks like for real.
And then... And then the evil leprechauns lose, heritage prevails, and he's banished to Lake Erie because he says, oh, if you lose, you're going to go to the home of my forefathers. And because his dad's from Cleveland.
he says that, I thought that was a nice touch. He says the shores of Erie.
Lake Erie.
Yeah, that was, I like that little twist there. That was clever.
Definitely a funny. It's definitely a funny movie at times. It's just oof. But I think my big question is, okay, so you have this lucky coin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you use it to play basketball. You use it to be able to dive and swat the basketball into the hoop. But it's a Disney. It's a Disney movie, so of course they're not going to be like, because if I have a lucky coin, I'm using it as a gamble.
Nobody question that? Like, really, in reality, if somebody from like half court dove, so already their energy is in like a sideways motion and they swat with their hand. Nobody questioned that.
A god wouldn't have the strength to do that.
No, if I was the other team, I'd be like, well, there needs to be an investigation into what happened. Because. Yeah. That couldn't possibly that didn't just happen. That was fake. That had to be fake.
The force that he does the shot with, it's like he's granny shotting it from half field and not just the basketballs are heavy.
And yes, absolutely.
This man with noodle arms. Yeah, like this man with noodle arms flips it into the net. What?
Just swatting at it. Like, I can't even. That,
sir,
like, it wouldn't even kill a fly.
No,
you'd have to be swatting so hard, hit it kind of at the right part of the ball of your hand, almost off the bone, and even then, yeah, it's impossible.
No, and
impossible.
A kid the next day is like, "Hey, lucky shot, man!" And he's like, "No luck about it." Like, sure, if you really think you made that shot without a lucky coin, you're on crack, friend.
Yeah,
you've been smoking the Lucky Charms. You've made it into methamphetamine.
Yes.
I don't know if I have anything else for Luck of the Irish.
Well, I'm just looking at my notes.
Yeah, I've been talking a lot. Sure. I've been talking a lot. I want to hear if you have anything else to add.
No, it's all good. I am just checking my notes to make sure that I just want to see if there's anything else that I wanted to bring up. Can we talk for a second? By the way, and maybe I'm being too hard on the film here, but very early on, I wrote a note for myself here as evidence. Yup, loses his luck. Get it back for the big game. Oh, you didn't need it after all. Like, you could see that coming from a mile away. But
okay, so that's what you predicted the movie, end would be?
Yeah.
Okay.
Family movie, fair enough. I'm not gonna lose sleep over that. One thing that I found annoying is I'm like getting nitpicky here, so bear with me. They showed a lot of close-ups of people reacting. You know, like a close-up of his friend sort of just noticing something or thinking something.
Oh, really?
Or realizing something. Yeah, there were a ton of those. You know when you like you kind of end the scene with just a shot of one of the characters and they're like, you know, they have some thought that they're trying to convey, you know, like, oh, that doesn't seem right. You know, just that kind of...
How did he make that shot?
Exactly. How did he make that shot? What did he mean by sports?
Hey, what did she mean by even mindless jocks have heritage?
What does he mean by Indians? Yeah, that kind of like just sort of lingering a lingering close up. Anyway, that bothered me a lot. There was a little too much of that. And can we just talk about how when chasing Seamus, their car breaks down, Seamus gets away, it starts to rain, and they just give up.
Yeah.
And they're all just sitting there in the car, a convertible, in the rain. Just sitting in the car in an industrial park in the rain.
Yeah, and then
like,
there's
nothing else that can be done. Like, nobody even gets up to go to a gas station. They're just sitting there.
Yeah, but I mean, don't you know? Like, I mean, Americans can deal with rain, but Irish people, it's like, fuck. I guess we're just gonna hide under this very tiny umbrella.
Well, maybe that's why leprechauns love rainbows so much, because it's a sign that the rain is gone.
Yeah, and then Bonnie gives a speech that has been repeated like 10 times, like, oh, Irish people came into this land and they persevered, but Americans also persevered. And then it stops raining and they're like, oh, now we'll go to the gas station.
Oh my god.
And then they follow the end of the rainbow and the grandfather tells Russell to be like, no, don't, I'm a leprechaun, don't tell me shit about rainbows.
Best line of the movie. Best line.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. I'd have a trouble recommending this one. I feel like you've covered all the bases, though.
I think so. I would also just say to. Because this is a real afterthought, a real toss away in the movie. But the premise of an evil leprechaun stealing the luck from leprechauns, you know, around the world.
Yeah.
That's kind of a fun thing. Like, that could be fun, but that's basically not what's happening. I mean, it's almost just implied that that's what's happening, because it's literally just one line in the entire movie where he says, I'm going to take the gold from every leprechaun in America.
Yeah, and they're wrestling during it, so maybe you don't really notice it.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I've seen like the antagonists like say their evil plan as the other person's tied up, but not everyone they're wrestling, you know.
No, and then usually, like, there's follow-up, though, right? James Bond villain says, I'm going to release this poisonous gas into the water supply. That's Batman. Anyway, then what happens is you actually see Batman go and try and stop that from happening. But in this movie, it's really just a real throwaway line. I mean, it's kind of suggested that maybe the pot of gold that he has in that vault might be coins from other families, but we don't really know that. And in fact, when Kyle gives his you know, rah-rah America, we're lucky to be here speech to stop his grandfather from stealing the coins, they don't even know that for sure, right? He's like, well, no, we can't take it, Grandpa, because maybe these were stolen, and if they were, we should call the police, which they never do, by the way. It's kind of like an executive at Disney was like, okay, I've read the script, you know, it's mostly okay, but, like, what is the villain really doing? Like, what is motivating him? Can we get a little bit more on that? And so they then went and they wrote the line on, you know, it's like, okay, how about if on page 70, the villain says, I'm going to steal the gold from every leprechaun in America. And then that's it. It's like, oh, that's perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it has that feel to it, right?
I think he follows it up a little bit, because he's like, oh, I'm doing... Like, maybe when they're playing basketball, he's like, I'm doing this for power, not for greed, kind of thing. Because he wants, I don't know. Yeah, no, I definitely see what you're saying. It's very throwaway. Well,
you're right. Forgive me, Daniel. I shouldn't have been so harsh. Maybe this is a better movie than I'm giving it credit for.
No, we've torn it apart. I'm sorry, Luck of the Irish. You're just, wow. But the implication of it, just the fact that he has stolen all of these coins from the leprechaun families. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. All Irish people are leprechauns. But yeah, they've stolen all these coins. And you figure the coin at the bottom has probably been from like 2 years ago, kind of thing. So there's no Irish people left. It might have been interesting if this was the last Irish family that he had to steal the luck from, you know?
Well, it's kind of dark.
Yeah,
that's a really good point. You think that was a huge pot of gold, which means that the United States at that point would be crawling with leprechauns without their disguise.
Where are the little leprechaun people over? You like, know, how many have died getting stepped on?
The news, at least, like, there'd be like CNN would be covering it at that point, like leprechauns magically appearing across the states.
Irish people disappearing.
And they
bad time to be Irish.
Yeah. See, this is what I mean about it being an afterthought, because they could have, and I think they should have maybe started the movie with that as a teaser, you know, starting at like an Irish festival somewhere in a different city, in a different state, and show, you know, the evil leprechaun. They don't have to show them as leprechauns, but show the evil leprechauns like stealing coins from people. Just as a teaser to set us up so that we know, okay, there's these bad guys out here and they're stealing coins or stealing something. They're up to something. But they, you know, if they had at least led with that, then we would have been like, that's interesting. Like, what's going on? What are these guys doing? And then the movie happens as it does. He loses his coin and we go, oh, it happened to him now too. And I just feel like that would have rounded out that premise a little bit more, because instead it just felt like an afterthought.
Yeah, and at the end he could have like given the coins back to the Irish people, like the ones that weren't stepped on, you know?
Or... Right, like when they like defeat the bad guy, then they could have shown like a montage of shots of like leprechauns in various cities and states, like popping back into their human form, you know?
Yeah. And then the population of everywhere rises again, cause they're human.
To make it clear that the white dude like saved all the other white people.
Yay, white people.
Yay, white people.
And instead it just ends with him going up in a ray of green and landing in Lake Erie, and he can't do anything from the bottom of the lake. Yeah, but like the implication of them holding these Irish festivals for the sole purpose of stealing family's luck is kind of dark. And I think now that I'm thinking about it, there's a lot of stuff that could make this a horror movie, and I kind of want to write it.
It's a great one. I think you should do that. Or at the very least, we should write Luck of the Irish Part 2, and we'll do the remake. Better yet, we'll just do the remake. We'll do it right.
Because there's a couple Disney Channel original movies I'd like to remake as a horror movie. So yeah, maybe this is the first one.
That's either a great, like another great podcast, or maybe even like a segment of this podcast where we talk about how it would be a horror movie. That would be fun.
Honestly, I feel like there's a segment in this episode that I could edit into one, but for listeners, you'll just have to find it. We've talked horror. This is actually a horror movie in disguise.
That's right. Yes. You'll have to listen to this whole episode, folks.
Listen to it again with a little bit of, sports, a little bit of comedy, a little bit of everything for everybody, and a little, it'll offend everybody as well.
Most importantly, sports.
Yes. And
I have to say that was one of my first notes, actually. I'm sorry, I'm getting sidetracked again. These kinds of like movies have just these like Disney Channel movies have an obsession with basketball. Like, why is the hero always on the basketball team? And why? Yeah,
basketball.
Yeah, High School Musical.
Double teamed.
Exactly. This one. Like, why is it that basketball always has to be the vessel for illustrating, the, you know, the characters, the change in the main character? You know, why can't it be something else?
This is my edit cue to play that basketball song in High School Musical.
Yes.
But that's true.
That's a great song.
I think there's some baseball ones. I think, you know, Disney Channel originally is like, sometimes sports goes hand in hand with it, huh?
Always, yeah. It's like football. Because
there's Cloud Nine, that's a snowboarding one.
On these.
Yeah. And that one that I was going to have.
Surfing ones, right?
Yeah, that one I was going to have us do, Johnny Capahala, he's a snowboarder. And then in the sequel, when he goes home to Hawaii, but that is actually filmed in New Zealand, he's surfing.
Yeah, yeah. We need to do those.
And I don't know enough about that movie. Bobby actually told me that it was filmed in New Zealand.
Well, I was curious because I thought if it was, I just got back from Hawaii. Gonna brag, humble brag here. Yes. Not just humble brag, it's a brag. I probably had COVID-19 because of it. but that's
a I was going to say. I don't know if you self-quarantined because we went to that movie 2 days after you came back.
You're fine. Everybody's fine.
Ottawa was fine. We have 39. We have like 39 cases in Ontario, but it wasn't Bobby.
No, oh, definitely not. It started before me. What was I saying? Oh yes. So I was just curious to see, like, if because you had mentioned that movie, I was curious to look and see if they had actually filmed it in Hawaii. Because if they did, then I think it would have been kind of a cool one to do right after my trip. Because maybe I would have seen some of the filming spots or, you know, something cool like that. But yeah, no, I looked it up and it was filmed in New Zealand for some reason.
Sure. Yeah, we'll get to those ones eventually, though.
Yeah, I look forward to that.
Because now you're becoming the in-house research person for Disney Channel original movies. I've just seen them all, but you do the research.
I do the research. Yeah, I'm your top guy for that. You bet.
Yeah. I had a funny story before we get off.
Okay. Go for it.
When I was a dumb kid. I'm a dumb man as well. But when I was in grade 9, maybe, it was St. Patty's Day. I wore mm-hmm. this shirt. Like, my one of my brother's buddies came over. He brought the shirt over, right? Mm-hmm. And I posted it to Facebook. Someone commented, "Oi, my mom's Irish." And I said, mm-hmm. I commented back, like, "Oh, yeah, I'm Irish, too." Kind of, or a little bit. And I was confused about the comments because the shirt said, "Kiss me, I'm not Irish." Instead of "Kiss me, I'm Irish." And
oh, that's good. I love that.
My brain did not realize that that's what it meant. I had just thought, hey, it's a funny shirt. Hey, I'm celebrating St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, and yeah.
I think I've taken it off Facebook. But yeah, I guess I'm... What gets more of the story is, without knowing it, I'm just as offensive as, like, of the Irish.
Nice.
But yeah, I think we'll end it there. Happy St. Patty's Day, I guess.
Yeah, happy St. Patty's
celebrate
Day.
Celebrate with an offensive movie.
Everyone go out and see Luck of the Irish.
I mean, you have time.
Disney+.
Yeah, now this episode is not brought to you by Disney in any way, shape, or form.
Not at all. But
we'll be arrested by Disney.
Yeah. This is we are no way affiliated with the company Disney. Absolutely
and
no way.
And I really hope they don't come after us for using Popcorn Flicks in the title. I don't know if that's DM'd or not.
Well, I mean, that's your problem. Let me know if they hit you up or anything, but I'm not a lawyer.
They're going to send Irish people after me.
I think that's send the evil leprechauns. I think that or
Robert De Niro, the Irishman.
Oh, that kind of Irishman. Yeah, you'd be
uh-oh.
Screwed.
Uh-oh.
I will say this. You know, while I would maybe not recommend this movie, I think we should all prepare to have to watch it at some point, considering the lengthy quarantine that we're about to experience. A lot of people at home are going to have not a lot to do. They're going to burn through their Netflix, burn through Amazon Prime, burn through Disney+. Like at some point, there's just a finite number of things to watch.
So when you're out of movies on Disney+, watch Luck of the Irish, right?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, as far as I know, unless there are ones that are worse than this, I would save it till the end.
I'm struggling to think like where this would rank in my canon of Disney Channel original movies. So I feel like at the end of every year, we should have a ranking of the ones that we watched.
Totally.
Yeah. So Bobby, where can people find you online?
Well, I have this. I've got a webcomic called B-Fly. I would direct folks to both webtoons.com if you haven't heard of that. You can find B-Fly on there and also on Twitter at B-Fly by BS. So that's at B-E-E-F-L-Y-B-Y-B-S.
B-Fly. All right. B-Fly. Yeah, because I know you I know you don't do movie reviews or anything, so you just...
No.
You're just here for fun.
I just do a comic about a fly and a bee that is mature content warning for those who go to see it. I'll just say that.
Okay, sounds good.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
yeah, and then...
bit vulgar.
Yeah, and then for...
There's no bee or fly nudity. Just a
okay.
lot of vulgarity. Yes, a lot of
vulgarity. Any bees or flies harmed in the making of this comic?
Not as far as I know. Not yet.
Maybe in season two.
Maybe in season two, yeah. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Yeah, and then... people, you can find me at Daniel Prinn, PRINN on Twitter, or you'll find the podcast through that, so that doesn't really matter. But yeah, and on the web, I'm at filmcraziest.com. But you already knew that, and I am also a regular on the Extra Features podcast, which you could find at extrafeatures.ca, and I also submit reviews to my buddy Mark and Matt's site at themoviebuff.net. So yeah, you can find me all over.
Cool. Yeah, you're all over the place.
Yeah. Cool. And yeah, happy St. Paddy's Day. Celebrate watching Luck of the Irish, but if you don't, I understand.